Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. As believers, we often encounter challenges and difficulties that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and helpless. It's in these moments that we need to remember that we have a loving Father who is always ready to come to our aid. In this devotional, we will explore the many ways in which God is our helper and how we can find comfort and encouragement in His unwavering love and faithfulness. Let's take some time to reflect on the ways in which God has been our helper in the past and trust Him to continue to help us in the future. Today's topic is, God is our helper. And our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 121 verse 1 to 2.
Psalm chapter 121 verse 1 to 2. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
God is our helper. It's a simple statement, but it's a powerful reminder of the unwavering support and guidance we receive from our Creator. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of God coming to the aid of His people, and that same truth holds true for us today. Whether we're facing challenges or simply need direction, we can rest assured that God is always there to help us. Psalm chapter 121 verses 1 to 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This passage reminds us that God is the source of our help. It's not in our own strength or abilities that we find the solutions we need, but in God alone. When we turn to Him, we're tapping into an infinite well of wisdom, power, and love that can sustain us through any difficulty. It's important to recognize that asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. In fact, it takes great strength and humility to acknowledge our limitations and seek guidance from others. And when it comes to seeking help from God, there's no shame or embarrassment in admitting our need for Him. He welcomes us with open arms, eager to provide the support and guidance we need. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, we read, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." This verse highlights the importance of coming to God with confidence. We don't have to shrink back in fear or shame, worried that we're bothering God or asking too much of Him. Instead, we can boldly approach Him, knowing that He delights in hearing from us and is eager to help us in whatever way we need. So, what does it look like to rely on God as our helper? Here are a few key ways we can lean into His support and guidance in our daily lives. First, we can pray. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools we have as Christians, and it's a direct line of communication with God. When we pray, we're inviting Him into our situation and asking for His help and guidance. It's important to remember that prayer isn't just about getting what we want. It's about aligning our hearts with God's will and surrendering to His plans for us. In Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 to 13, Jesus gives us a model for prayer that includes acknowledging God's sovereignty, asking for His provision and forgiveness, and seeking His protection and guidance. When we follow this model, we can trust that God is hearing our prayers and responding to them in His perfect timing. Second, we can read the Bible. The Bible is God's word to us, and it's full of wisdom, encouragement, and guidance. When we read the Bible, we're immersing ourselves in God's truth and allowing His Spirit to speak to us through its pages. Whether we're facing a specific challenge or simply need direction for our lives, the Bible has something to offer us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 to 17, we read, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." This passage reminds us that the Bible is more than just a collection of stories or advice. It's a living, breathing document that can transform our lives and equip us for whatever challenges we may face. Third, we can seek wisdom from others. God often speaks to us through the people in our lives, whether that's a trusted friend, family member, or spiritual mentor. When we're struggling with a decision or need guidance, it can be helpful to seek out wise counsel from someone we trust. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." This verse highlights the importance of seeking out multiple perspectives and advice when making decisions. We don't have to navigate life's challenges alone. God has placed people in our lives to help us along the way. It's important to note, however, that not all advice is created equal. We should always weigh the counsel we receive against God's word and discern whether it aligns with His will for our lives. Ultimately, God's wisdom and guidance should be our primary source of direction, but seeking input from others can help us gain clarity and perspective. Fourth, we can trust in God's provision. When we're facing challenges or uncertainties, it can be tempting to worry about how we'll make it through. But as Christians, we can trust that God will provide for us in every way we need. In Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 to 34, Jesus reminds us not to worry about our basic needs like food and clothing, but to trust in God's provision. He says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' Or, 'What shall we drink?' Or, 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." This passage isn't a promise that we'll always have everything we want, but it is a reminder that God is faithful to provide for our needs. When we prioritize seeking His kingdom and righteousness, He promises to take care of the rest. Finally, we can praise God for His help. When we see God's hand at work in our lives, it's important to give Him the glory and praise He deserves. Whether we receive a breakthrough in a difficult situation or simply feel His peace and presence in our daily lives, we can thank Him for His unwavering help and guidance. Psalm chapter 106 verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." This verse reminds us that praise and gratitude should be a regular part of our lives as Christians. When we acknowledge God's goodness and faithfulness, we're not only honoring Him, but we're also strengthening our own faith and trust in Him. Reflecting on the ways God is our helper can bring comfort and encouragement in even the most difficult circumstances. We can take heart in the fact that we're not alone, but have a loving Father who is always ready to come to our aid. But as we consider God's help, it's important to acknowledge that sometimes His help looks different than we expect. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that God's help means a quick and easy solution to our problems. But sometimes, God's help comes in the form of perseverance through difficult circumstances, growth in our character, or a deeper reliance on Him. In James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4, we read, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." This passage highlights the truth that God can use even our trials and challenges to help us grow and become more like Him. So, when we're facing difficulties, we can trust that God is using them for our good and His glory. We can rest in the knowledge that His help may not always look the way we expect, but it is always for our ultimate benefit. In conclusion, God is our helper in every aspect of our lives. He is our guide, our comforter, our strength, our wisdom, our provision, and our hope. As we walk through this life, we can trust that He is always with us, ready to come to our aid. But it's important to remember that God's help doesn't always look the way we expect it to. Sometimes His help comes in the form of challenges and difficulties that help us grow and mature. Other times, His help may look like a slow and steady provision rather than a quick fix to our problems. As we reflect on God's help, let's take some time to thank Him for all the ways He has been our helper in the past, and trust Him to continue to help us in the future. Let's also remember to seek His help in every area of our lives, knowing that He is always there to guide and support us. Let's pray. Dear God, thank You for being our helper in every aspect of our lives. We acknowledge that we need Your guidance, comfort, strength, wisdom, provision, and hope. We ask that You help us to trust You in every circumstance, knowing that you are always working for our ultimate good and your glory. We thank you for the times you have come to our aid in the past, and we ask that you continue to help us in the future. We pray that you would guide us as we make decisions, comfort us in times of need, strengthen us when we feel weak, and provide for us in every way we need. Help us to seek your help in every area of our lives, and to trust that you are always with us. We thank you for your unwavering love and faithfulness, and we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 1 and chapter 2. And for the evening, Mark chapter 11 verse 1 to 19. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.